to the Basketball with Jack podcast. I'm your host, Jack. Today with me, I have two guests. I have my friend John and my friend Ethan. You're at Jack. Here at Basketball with Jack, we're gonna go through the first round of this year's NBA draft. We're going to go through all the picks. We're gonna look at some good ones, look at some bad ones, and we're gonna try to find out which team had the best draft. Okay, so let's just start from the top. Let's start from the first pick. The first pick of the draft, the New Orleans Pelicans selected Zion Williamson. He was injured for most of the season, unfortunately. But in the 20 games he did play, he averaged 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists, which was very impressive, 24 points a game as a rookie. I mean, obviously, he was the right pick, obviously. The Pelicans made the right decision. Give him an A.
As long as he remains healthy for most of his career, I think that's an A pick.
Same.
Generational talent.
I agree with that.
Well, his other Rookie of the Year candidate, Ja Morant to the Memphis Grizzlies. I still remember where I was when I found out that the Pelicans got the first pick and the Grizzlies got the second. I was very upset. I was downstairs lifting and I checked in. Cleveland moving down from 2 to 5 was brutal.
Yeah.
The Pelicans moving up 10, it hurt. But Ja Morant has had a heck of a season with the Grizzlies, averaging 17.6 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, and 7 assists. Very good rookie year, leading all rookies in assists this year.
Yeah, and he's also being a leader, not only just for his team. He's really leading that Grizzlies team to the 8th seed, or were the 8th seed before the shutdown.
Yeah.
I think it's
they were very overperforming this year. They were a big surprise.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. That's another A.
I give it an A.
Yeah, I give it an A.
Yeah,
best
A.
Player they could have picked.
Now that we're done with the easy grades, let's get to a weird pick. Or not really weird, just very wonky. The third pick, the Knicks select R.J. Barrett. I mean, he was pretty obviously the third pick. There's no doubt there at the time of the draft. He had a pretty solid rookie year. He averaged 14.3 points, 5 rebounds, 2.6 assists. The Knicks are still awful, unfortunately, for them.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to be like an underrated pick and he was going to be really, really good. But he ended up just having an all right season.
One thing.
So,
I thought he would lead the Knicks this year. Or be more of a leader, but he really didn't do much.
One thing that is worth noting is that his shooting percentages are significantly lower than the first two picks. Ja Morant had really good shooting this year. 49% field goal, 37% from three. RJ, 40% field goal, 32% from three. There's a drop-off there, but he had a pretty decent rookie year. That's probably like a B. I mean, at the time, there was no one else they should have picked.
Yeah, I'd say a B minus just for how it turned out, but it can always improve for sure.
You know, I think I'll give it a B minus. I feel like some of these rookies, even if they don't have as great as numbers, it would be so easy for them to get the better numbers on the Knicks than a stacked team. Like Tyler Hero probably could do very well. Brandon Clark. Any of those guys could have averaged better numbers, I think.
Well, with the fourth pick, this pick was originally the Lakers pick, went up from 14 to 4, but then they traded to the Hawks. DeAndre Hunter, he has averaged 12 points per game, around 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Very, very about, like, I guess, what you would have expected. I was surprised they picked DeAndre Hunter, but he's been very been nothing special, nothing that bad though.
Yeah,
I feel like he'd
kind of a role player.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to him being more of a shooter on that team, but his shooting percentages aren't great right now.
They're pretty average, 35% in the league.
Yeah,
nothing special though. So that's just a C, just average.
Yeah, I'd say a C as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have to with the herd C.
Okay, this is a pick I know everything about. The fifth pick, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Darius Garland. This was a pick I was surprised about when the draft happened. I wanted us to get Jarrett Culver. I wanted Jarrett Culver.
I think this was a terrible pick, to be honest. it's all
right. I don't think it was the right choice.
But it wasn't the right choice. I don't think it was terrible, though. He's averaged 12.3 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists.
Now, with this upcoming draft, it's really point guard heavy. I feel like they could definitely have chose someone.
This will be the third year in a row we're going to take a point guard.
Exactly. That's for their organization.
But this upcoming draft is also center heavy. You got James Wiseman, yep. Obi Toppin. People like them, they're projected.
I think they were really
trying
to go for that. They were trying to go for that Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum type backcourt.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to do that.
They're going to struggle defensively, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Both of them suck defensively.
Colin Sexton is not that bad defensively, but I can't say the same about Darius Garland. I would have liked him to do better. I would like for us to draft a passing point guard for once, personally. But C-, honestly, it's...
I'm giving it a D.
Yeah, D+.
Dang, dude, y'all are brutal with Darius Garland, dang. The sixth
pick.
I think
he would have... Yeah.
Which was originally Phoenix's, but they traded down to 11, is now Minnesota's. Jarrett Culver, the guy I wanted.
Yeah, I thought that was a good pick for them originally, but...
Jarrett Culver's stats are very underwhelming. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. But he did play less minutes than some of these other picks. And his defense has been pretty decent for the Timberwolves. Not really much has happened. The Timberwolves have a very underwhelming season. Their record has not reflected the talent on that team. I was expecting them to maybe make the playoffs this year. You know, Karl-Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Jarrett Culver now. But Jarrett Culver is very little bit underwhelming. But, I mean...
What you said about the minutes, you would expect someone of, like, Jarrett... Because he's the sixth pick, you would expect him to get more minutes than what he actually got. Because the talent... I personally didn't expect them to make the playoffs, but I also didn't expect them to be, like, the 14th seed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they really should have given him way more time to develop on that team.
Yeah.
I think it was a good pick. I just don't think that they played him right at all.
I just don't think their front office is the greatest ever. Like, I don't think their office knows exactly what they're doing with their team yet. But yeah,
thinking back to the Jimmy Butler situation.
Yeah.
That wasn't great.
Jarrett Culver isn't there's not much of a shooter, which I feel like with their team, they would really benefit from more lethal shooters than not.
Yeah. I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns is the best center shooter in the league, and D'Angelo Russell is pretty good. But Jarrett Culver is, I don't know.
Exactly. They could run like a 5 wide with everyone being able to shoot.
Yeah.
Instead, they went with Jarrett Culver shooting 30%.
He's decent.
I think
C-.
I think he would have definitely fit better with the Cavs, and if the Cavs got hurt and then the Timberwolves got Darius, because they traded for D'Angelo Russell. They got the pick obviously before D'Angelo Russell got Minnesota.
The Cavs defense is awful. We could have really benefited from him.
Yeah. This is a tough one.
I'm gonna say C minus.
Yeah, I'll give it a C.
Alright, with the 7th pick, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White, which I think this was a pretty decent pick.
I like Coby White.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's a point guard. He really blossomed at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the year, his everything went up. He started doing great, started popping off. Then, unfortunately, the coronavirus put an end to that.
Yeah.
His averages.
I think
totally
he's going to be great for the Bulls.
He would have, a lot of people would have been great for the Timberwolves. But his total stats for the year, he ended with 13 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3 assists. His Coming field goal shooting bench. Wasn't great. It was 39%, but his 3-point shooting was pretty good, or average 35%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the coach did not know what he was doing. He did not know what he was doing, putting him off, taking him off the bench. But I mean,
do you know who the Bulls started over him? Do any of you guys know?
They had a weird point guard situation. The Bulls have a weird point guard situation. They have to share 10 minutes between Kobe White and Chris Dunn.
See, I don't know why they'd play Chris Dunn. I think the
third one, Walker, was injured. I just can't remember his name right now. I don't know.
Mainly Kobe White, though. I think Kobe White got the most minutes out of their point guards, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
I think overall was a good pick, though. I think
I see him being a future All-Star if he continues doing what he was doing at the end of the season.
Yeah, definitely.
Me too.
I'll give it a B+.
I'd also give it a B+.
I'll probably give it an A-. Best pick they could have picked there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. All
right, with the 8th pick. This pick was originally Atlanta's, but ended up going to the Pelicans as a part of a big trade. Jackson Hayes. I like this pick. I liked it. I saw some highlights of him during the preseason. I watched him poster a guy. That was all fun. During the season, he did not get many minutes, though, because of just a lot of talent on the Pelicans, a lot of young talent. He ended up getting 17 minutes per game, and in those minutes, he averaged 7.5 points, 4 rebounds, an assist. He shot 66% field goal, which is very good. I mean, he's a center, but that's still pretty good. Overall, just did a lot of good things. The Pelicans were actually they did all right this year. You know, I mean, they did have Brandon Ingram take a big jump also.
Mm-hmm.
But it really wasn't that bad for them. And I think Jackson Hayes coming off the bench really played a part in that. He wasn't out for many games either.
Yeah.
Played a lot of games for him this season.
I think Jackson Hayes right now is just like a walking highlight reel. He's not really like stat heavy. Mm-hmm. Right now, which I don't really expect him to ever be stat heavy. But I think he's a solid. He was probably the best pick or the second best pick they could have taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, give it a B. I think it was a good pick.
I'll give it a B as well.
Yeah, B sounds very fair.
With the 9th pick, I also like this pick. The Washington Wizards select Rui Hachimura. Rui got a lot of minutes with them this year. Averaged about 30. This is much some of the higher other picks. He averaged 13.5 points, 6 rebounds, almost 2 assists. I think, good shooting, 48% field goal shooting. Yeah. I mean, the Washington Wizards, as a team, the Wizards did not – they didn't do great, 24-40. In the East, you'd be surprised. That's actually the 9th seed in the East, just missing the playoffs. But in the West, that wouldn't be great. But Rui was definitely a surprise. Definitely a surprise on how he's turned out this year.
I like him. I just think that his defense needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But besides that, really, he's got a good all-around game. Offensively, at least.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he's going to be a big part of the Washington Wizards rebuild because they have to do one of those soon.
John Wall and Bradley Beal's big contracts.
They need to get rid of John Wall as soon as possible. They cannot have that contract.
No one wants to take on John Wall's $40 million contract.
Yeah.
Per year.
They got the. It's only going to get worse right now.
Overall, I think I give this pick a B+.
I give it an A-. I think it was the best pick they could have taken at that spot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give it a B. All
right. Well, for the 10th pick, Atlanta Hawks selected Cam Reddish, the third guy of that big three from Duke, Zion, 10th. This year he averaged 10 points, 4 rebounds, a little under 2 assists, 1.5 assists in 27 minutes per game. His shooting was 38% field goal, 33% from three. Pretty underwhelming. The Hawks have had a abysmal year. They are one game behind, or one game in front of, actually, the Cavs in terms of getting last in the East. And with all that talent on that team, you got Trae Young, you got John Collins. It's a shame they couldn't translate that into winning. Cam Reddish has been, in my opinion, just a big man.
Yeah.
Nothing special. I don't think
it was not a good pick. I don't think it was a good pick. I mean, if you could have – I mean, obviously now, looking back, it wasn't a good pick. At the time, it was probably the best pick they had.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's, yeah, he's underwhelming.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to give
He has to share the floor with a big shooter and a lot of young talent. I don't know if he's really gotten a situation where he can be free and really show his potential. But as of now, what we can see him being like a third person on that team or fourth, he doesn't really do well with that. So yeah, I'm gonna have to give this probably like a C-.
I feel like you could say that about a lot of players. Like if you made them the first option, I'm sure a lot of people's stats would go up. But I don't think anyone was really expecting Cam Reddish to be like a first or second option. I think the Hawks are Trae Young's team, and Cam Reddish just really didn't do that good as a third option.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give that pick a D plus.
I'm giving it a D plus as well.
The 11th pick. This pick was originally Minnesota's, but then they traded to the Suns. Cameron Johnson. This was a bit of a weird pick when it happened. I remember his teammate Coby White, who we talked about as the 7th pick, got told that he got picked 7th, and he was really surprised he got picked that high. This year, in 20 minutes per game, he's averaged 8 points, 3 assists, and 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist on 41% field goal, 40% three-pointing. That's 40% three-pointer is pretty good. But other than that, hasn't really stood out in any way. It's been a bit
This was bad. This is a horrible – I think this is probably the worst pick I've seen so far up to this point. This is probably the worst one.
Yeah. Should not have picked this high. Should not have been picked this high.
Yeah, I mean
– Yeah.
Yeah, this was just bad. I'm pretty sure that the Timberwolves did draft him, right? That's
– No, they traded picks right before the draft, if I remember correctly.
And then the Suns draft – oh, okay.
Yeah, because remember there was the that's why the Lakers didn't have the 4th pick, because they traded for Anthony Davis.
I don't know.
I think this is.
You can go.
No, you go.
I don't know what was going through the Suns general manager's head. Not only is he not a great caliber player, but he's also 23. That's older.
Yeah, he is.
Than most of these rookies, and that's not what they should be looking for. They should definitely be looking for younger people to go along with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, because they're both, what, like 22, 21? And if your upcoming rookie is older than them, I don't think that's the pick.
I think he might have been the oldest rookie, if I'm correct, at 23.
I don't know how they didn't learn from the Kings' mistake of drafting Willie Cauley-Stein a few years ago. I don't know how they didn't learn from that.
Everything about him was bad, but there is one bright spot, his shooting. His three-point shooting, to be specific. That is what he has been for the Suns this whole year. He takes 6.6 shots per game. On average, 4.7 of those are threes. So most of his shots are threes, and he's making them at a pretty good clip, 40%. That's where most of his points come from. I think he's just going to be a shooter for most of his career. That's what it looks like it's going to be. I mean, he's 23. He's significantly older than most of the people in this draft. He doesn't have as much time to develop. I can see him being a good shooter in the future, but nothing much else. And as a lottery pick, I don't know, as the 11th pick, I think they were expecting him to do more for him.
Yeah, I don't know if the Suns had a win-now mentality going into this season, mm-hmm. which they definitely shouldn't have. But I feel like Cameron Johnson's ceiling can only go up to like a J.J. Redick, if that.
Yeah.
At best.
I'm going to give it a... No, you go.
I'm giving this pick an F.
Dang. I was going to give it a D.
Yeah,
D shooting. Plus. That's the only bright spot I see.
I mean, for a lottery pick for them to pick this guy, I mean...
Yeah, he does. Who knows? He does weigh down other parts of the game.
Yeah.
With the 12th pick, the Charlotte Hornets select PJ Washington. Mm-hmm. This actually was a surprisingly all right pick for the power forward. He averaged 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 2 assists this year on 30 minutes per game. He got minutes this year on 45% field goal shooting. 37% three-pointer. He's actually been pretty decent. He hasn't gotten many turnovers. He's only averaging 1.6 turnovers. For the 12th pick, he's putting up stats similar to that of the 3rd pick. And I think that was actually a pretty good pick by the Charlotte.
Yeah, very big there. Part of that crappy team. But, I mean, still playing a big part.
Yeah.
The front office finally got – finally understood what they were doing and drafted somebody with talent.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan's the GOAT, but he is an awful team owner. Overall, I think I'm going to give this pick a B+.
I'm going to give
the same. Probably an M. I'll give it a B because the person drafted right after him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Fair enough, yeah.
With the 13th pick in the draft, the Miami Heat select Tyler Herro. Great pick right off the bat. 13 points per game, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. And when you hear that, you'll think, oh, PJ Washington had better stats. But when you look at the team he was drafted and how great that team has been doing, the Miami Heat, big shocker this year. 4th in the East, 41-24. They're nearly 3rd, having a great year. And I mean, when you're like at the end of the lottery and you can get a guy like Tyler Herro, who can immediately come out, average 13 points for you on good shooting, 39% three-pointer, I mean, that's great. Great pick.
Yeah, I think that Tyler Herro is he's better than PJ because of the impact he has. I feel like PJ is putting up more of empty stats than he is actually impacting the team because the Hornets are not good. Their record is horrible. But compared to the Heat, which is like, what, 5th seed, I think, right now?
They're the 4th seed. They're the 4th seed. 41-24.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see if he can develop his defense a little bit more. I can see him being an all-star in the near future.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it an A. A.
Yep.
I will as well. Pick. A.
Okay, we're at the end of the lottery. The last pick of the lottery, the Boston Celtics. This was not originally the Boston Celtics pick, but because of all the great trades from Danny Ainge, they got Romeo Langford, who did not play that much this year.
Yeah, 11 minutes per game.
I mean, those 11 minutes, I mean, obviously his stats aren't great. 3 points, 1 rebound, 0.2 assists. But, I mean, 11 minutes per game, only playing 27 games, had some injury issues. I'm not really sure how much you can do about that.
Yeah, you can't really go off much for this guy. You can't really say much about him because we haven't really seen him play. He's barely played games.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it a D. It's really nothing.
Yeah, the pick. I mean, at this point, I don't know if there was anybody really that good. So I'll give it a C.
I don't think he really fits Boston. Boston's a very like fluent and like, you know. Brad Stevens is very smart. He's doing what he's doing. And when someone, like, he got 6 assists out of his 27 games And I don't find that very great, especially for that system. So I don't think he's going to last very long. He can't shoot either. I don't think it's a good pick.
I'm going to change mine to a D+ for the only reason that he did get drafted into Boston. Boston is a team that is in win-now mentality. Boston is third in the East. They are 43-21. They're focusing on winning now. They aren't really focused on his development. But so I'm going to change that to a D+.
I'll give it a D.
All right, man.
Okay, on to the next. This is the first pick outside the lottery. With the 15th pick in the draft, the Detroit Pistons select Sekou Doumbouya. And in 20 minutes per game, just going to round up, he has averaged 6.5 points, 3 rebounds, and 0.5 assists on 39% field goal, 29% three-pointer. I remember there was some hype, a little bit of hype of this guy leading up to the draft after he was drafted.
Yeah.
He's only 19, so he's one of the younger players in the draft. He played a little bit, but he did sit out some games, injury, but not that many for it to have been a huge issue. I mean, he's the 15th pick. Can't really expect that much.
He has a lot of potential.
Very young.
I think he has a lot of potential, but right. Yeah, very, very young. He still has a lot of time to grow, and I just don't think right now. He's not good right now because he hasn't hit his peak yet, obviously, but I'd say give him time, and he might maybe become like a better role player. He's not going to become an all-star, but I think he can do pretty good. He can be a solid player.
I mean, overall, I think just – I'm going to give a
C-. Yeah,
C-.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C as well.
Okay, this next pick is a little bit weird. We can't really grade it. In the 16th pick of the draft, the Orlando Magic selected Chuma Okeke off of Auburn. Now, I'm not sure if you guys remember, but in Auburn's game against North Carolina during this last college basketball tournament, he tore his ACL, and he was still drafted as the 16th pick. And he has yet to play a game for the Magic. So there's nothing really to go off of.
Now that you told me that, I'm giving this pick an F already.
Well, I wouldn't call it an F.
I mean, that
ACL was torn before he was drafted, so it is a little bit weird that they picked him this high. But, I mean, maybe he's their guy. Maybe they have a lot of faith in him.
That's going to linger with him. That injury is going to linger with him his whole career. He's probably going to get injured so much once he comes back.
Yes.
I think there's other talent that they could have picked, like Brandon Clark or Nikhil Alexander-Walker. They could have picked either of those, and I think it would have been better.
Yeah. I'll give it a D-. I don't know. It's not really – maybe I don't have anything to go
D-.
off.
D-, because there's still a chance. So there's still a chance.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. There's a chance. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. All right, with the 17th pick, the Brooklyn Nets, but this pick ended up going to the Pelicans. Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I liked this pick during preseason. I very much like Nikhil Alexander-Walker. In 12 minutes per game, coming off the bench, he has averaged 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists, which in 11 minutes per game isn't really that bad. His shooting, not his three-point shooting, his field goal percentage. His three-point shooting has been decent, 34%, but his overall field goal percentage, also 34. You want your field goal percentage to be higher than your three-pointer percentage in most cases. And there's a little bit something wrong there, but I think at 11 minutes per game, he's been pretty good offensively.
Yeah, I feel like that's what the Pelicans need. They just need shooters, really. Any more of those to sit out in the corner and whatnot, more people like JJ Redick. So I feel like this is a good pick for their team.
I think I can see him developing more into being a shooter, a better shooter. I think works on that efficiency. Could end up being very good. I'll give it a B minus.
This one on solid B.
I'll give it a C plus. C plus for me.
Okay, with the 18th pick, the Indiana Pacers select Goga Batadze. And I remember he actually went a little bit viral because there was a picture of his draft booth. And he unfortunately got placed next to Zion's draft booth. And there was a bunch of people at Zion's, and there were like two people at his. That picture ended up blowing up. But overall, he's actually been it's been about like where they picked him. He's averaged 3 points, 2 rebounds, 0.5 assists, and almost a block a game. And 8 minutes per game. He's only played 8 minutes per game. They have not been playing him much. 48% field goal percentage. I mean, 8 minutes per game. I'm not really sure what he can do, but he's been very. It's about where they picked him.
The only question I have here is the Pacers already have a whole bunch of centers, power forward centers. I don't know why they picked another one. That's my only question.
Yeah, that's kind of a question.
I think he's a pretty solid player for playing 8.4, but they could have definitely played a younger or a different player, way more minutes, and have them develop instead of another center, unless they're looking to trade Domantas Sabonis or Miles Turner or someone like that.
They would never be looking to trade to Sabonis, dude. Sabonis has been insane this season, but he was an all-star. Very good.
I think I'll give this pick a C just because I've watched a few games with him, and he did pretty well, especially defensively. For the amount of minutes he has, one block per game is pretty good. I think his potential is fair, and I think they should probably trade him to a team where he'll
get assets to win now.
Yeah,
I'll give this a C minus. Unless they turn him into something that's going to help them win, I don't see it being a great pick because he's not really doing much because they're not playing him.
Definitely should be traded. With the 19th pick, the San Antonio Spurs selected Luka Šamanić. And he has only played one NBA game, and he played for 12 minutes. He had 2 rebounds and 3 assists. And he did not make a shot. But the reason he has not played in the games is not because of injury. It's because they sent him to the G League. And he has obviously balled up there, as most first-round picks do when they're sent to the G League. I don't know. There's not really much to go off of. Obviously, they probably had a reason to send him to the G League. I mean, when you look at the two people selected after him, though, Matisse Thybulle and Brandon Clark, definitely a better pick could have been made there.
As a power forward, averaging – he had 3 assists in, 12 minutes? That's really weird for a power forward to do.
It is a very weird stat line. It
seems like an interesting pick.
Yeah.
I think potential is going to be put into this one as well for me.
Yeah, I think he has potential. They sent him to the G League. Obviously, there has to have been something wrong there. And if you look down, like the other people selected later in the round, there were still some talent there they could have taken.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a D plus.
I'll give it a D because of the other picks.
Definitely.
They could have picked somebody so much better.
Okay, with the 20th pick, Boston betrayed to Philadelphia, Matisse Thybulle. And when you look at this guy's offensive stats, you need to do a double check and go look at his defensive stats because he is a defensive beast. Absolutely insane on defense. Yeah. I've seen some people saying he could be a defensive player of the year candidate next year, maybe even this year, in 20 minutes per game. Not even 20, 19.5. He's averaging 1.4 steals, almost a block. To average 1.5 steals and a block per game in only 20 minutes, nearly that. It's a very impressive feat.
Yeah, he's
For a guard.
Very impressive defensively. Offensively, he's been a little bit lackluster. 5 points, 1.5 rebounds, 1.2 assists. His shooting hasn't been that bad. 41% field goal, 35% from three. But there's definitely some offensive skills to be worked on there. But defensively, he's just insane.
Yeah, I haven't watched a ton of Matisse Thybulle or at least looked out for him. But from what the stats are telling me, I don't know if it's like the other people on his team, maybe not, or is it just him not wanting to shoot? Because with Ben Simmons and even Ben Simmons is their point guard. Like I don't know how you're not getting those shots off, shooting at that high of a rate. I don't know. Maybe he needs to.
Well, I mean, he's not exactly someone in that team I would expect to be taking a lot of shots. I mean, he's the 20th overall pick this year.
35% and 500 from 2-point percentage. You know, I feel like he's got to be a little bit more confident in his shot. So that's something to work on and look out for. I definitely see that coming in more up in the future and how he plays. So that's a pretty solid pick.
I'm going to give him a B+ because of his defense. Insane.
Yeah.
I give it a B+. Cool.
Great pick. The 21st pick, the Oklahoma City Thunder selected. But he did not stay at the Oklahoma City Thunder for very long. He got traded to the Grizzlies. Brandon Clark has been having a surprise season. The 21st pick, he's averaged 12 points, 6 rebounds, 1.5 assists on 21 minutes per game. 21 minutes per game, he's averaging those numbers. Very nice. Amazing shooting. 63% from field, 40% from three. Big part of that up-and-coming Grizzlies team. One thing to note that is he is also 23, similar to Cameron Johnson. But he's better than Cameron Johnson, at least in my opinion.
I think he's the best non-lottery pick out of every – he's just the best non-lottery pick, I think.
Yeah, I think it's not – that's pretty fair to say.
Yeah, definitely going to be great
a good steal.
Player for them in the future to look to win more. Yes, very solid pick.
I'd say sixth man of the year, possibly, in his features.
Could see him being an all-star.
Yeah.
Overall, I think I get A. It's an A.
I'm giving this an A+, just because.
Oh. Yeah, the Grizzlies have been winning, that is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been winning a lot.
Yeah, I'll give this one an A. Very good pick.
Ethan? True. Okay, with the 22nd pick, the Boston Celtics, they have two picks. They have Grant Williams. And in 16 minutes per game, he has averaged 3.5 points, a little under three rebounds, 2.7, and one assist per game. 42% field goal, 24% from three. Once again, like I said with their other first-round pick, Romeo Langford, he hasn't been doing great, but I just don't think he has like a real role on the team. I think Boston wants to win now, and these like rookies aren't. I mean, they're not really giving him much room to develop. They want him to contribute immediately.
I don't think they should have picked anyone here. I think they should have tried to trade these picks for a better player that'll help their team win now, a better role player or something, instead of drafting people they're not going to play very much, not going to develop.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, from what I've seen, Grant Williams, I don't really know much about him, but I don't really have much an opinion on him. So personally, I'm going to give him a C just because I don't know much about him.
I mean, you have to keep in mind this is the 22nd pick.
I think,
you know. Yeah. Obviously, not as much talent as there was really in the first round.
One of the best picks they could have picked here, if not the best. But they just don't play him as much.
Yeah.
I mean, there were still some better people, but there weren't like that many better people for him to have picked.
Yeah, I'll give this one a C-.
Yeah,
23rd pick. This was Utah's pick, but he went to the Thunder. Darius Bazley. I do not like Darius Bazley. I'm going to say that there. I do not think he's very good. In 17 minutes per game, he has averaged 4.5 points, 3.7 rebounds, 0.5 assists.
Yeah.
38% field goal, 30% from three. Not great efficiency. In 18 minutes per game, 4 points. Not great. I think they're giving him too many minutes. honestly. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he really develops into a great player. I think at the moment, though, his ceiling is a role player.
Yeah, I definitely see that, too.
Gotta agree with you.
But I don't know. He just kind of seems like he needs to work on his offensive game. Defense for a rookie, not bad. But he's also 19, which is a number to look out for. That 2 years, he's going to be as the same age as some of these other rookies that we're calling great picks.
Yeah, and same in 4 years, he's going to be same age as some of these rookies.
I think it's a solid pick, but not like a super great pick here.
I think they're giving him too many minutes too early. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder have actually been a team that I've surprised.
Yeah.
But I do not think it's because of him. They're the 50 in the West. I'll give it a C-.
I'll give it a C-. Solely due to the fact that he's 19 and age like that really matters.
Okay. For the next pick in the draft, the Phoenix Suns selected Ty Jerome, 24th overall. He's played 11.3 minutes per game this year. He's averaged 3.5 points, 1.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists. Very bad shooting. 35% from field, 27 from three. His defense is nothing special. I guess he's playing 11 minutes per game. So, you know, 4-2-2, 3-1-1. But very, it's big man.
I don't think it's special. He's 22. He's kind of old. I just feel like I was gonna say something. For this team that, like, I don't get it.
Not very good picks. I don't care what spot you are in the draft. You got to at least be smart with your picks. And picking a point guard that's 22, it's probably not the move. I think they could have picked somebody way better.
What do you guys give it?
I'll give it a
D-.
C-.
I'm going to switch mine. Switch it to a D-. Maybe an F+. F+. Okay. For the 25th pick, the Portland Trailblazers selected Nasir Little. He actually fell in the draft this year. In 11 minutes per game, he has averaged 3.6 points, 2.3 rebounds, and 0.5 assists. Decent shooting, 43% from field, but his three-point shooting has not been great. Of course, I mean, he's on the Trailblazers, so I'm not really sure they were expecting a shooter. You know, they already have Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, great shooters like them.
They need defense, that's for sure.
Could use defense. But he's been a very all right defender. 0.3 steals, 0.3 blocks, which doesn't sound great, but it's only in 12 minutes per game.
And he's young. So that's good.
He is young. He's 19.
I personally like Nasir a little. I don't know why I like him. If it's just his game, I don't know. I remember seeing him in college. I liked how he played. His driving and stuff. Yeah, I think it's a fair pick for what are we at, like 24, 25th? Yeah, like
25th.
I think I'd give it
25th.
Probably C. Just to.
I'll give it an average C. Yeah. I think C's pretty good.
I'll give it a C minus, only because he fell in the draft, and I think you know, when you're projected to go higher, I thought the Trailblazers got a steal, personally, and he was very average.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 26th pick, Cavs. Woo. We took Dylan Windler. He did not play this year. He did not play. Unfortunately, during the offseason, he unfortunately got injured.
Yeah.
And he has yet to recover. So,
I don't expect him to be anything for the Cavs.
He
is a shooter. That is good to point out. Dylan Windler is a shooter. He was a shooter in college. And I think they were drafting him to look at him being a shooter.
The only question.
He hasn't done anything, though.
If they were planning. Let's say he does come back. I don't know what their plan was with playing all their rookies. If they were going to try to have Colin Sexton and Darius Garland play together and then maybe have this guy. Because he'd be little for a small forward because he's saying he's a guard forward. At 6'6, not even 200 pounds. I don't know. They struggled defensively with this one. I think they should have had more of a defensive mind on this pick.
They needed a big.
It was a weird pick. Yeah. I was not expecting it. Honestly, overall, I'll just give it a D plus.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Yeah,
a D
I'm gonna give it a D.
He has yet to play, though. Keep that in mind. He could be great. He could be great. We don't know yet.
He could be great, but I think defensively, the Cavs should have picked somebody more defensive-minded than Dylan.
Mm-hmm. The 27th pick, the Brooklyn Nets select Mifiondu Cabangeli.
Yeah.
I had to practice trying to say that one. very hard to pronounce name. Weird stat line. He's only played 12 games. And in those games, he averaged 5 minutes per game, but he averaged 4 points, 3.5 points, 0.9 rebounds, 0.2 assists, 0.2 steal blocks, turnovers. All right shooting, 44% from the field, 45% from three. That's actually pretty good. He only played 12 games, unfortunately.
This is very interesting. I went to his page because this guy I haven't heard of. If I'm honest, I haven't heard of him. And it says he's 6'9 at center,
mm-hmm.
which is a very interesting height at center. Yeah. That's 22 years old. Yeah, I don't know. 250, 6'9. That's all right size. But he is a shooter, which I guess if you can shoot and you're a center, that's still all right. Because he's shooting 45% in those 12 games, which I had no idea, I guess.
Something worth noting is that the reason he only played 12 games wasn't because he was injured, was because he was coming in and out of the G League intermissively. They sent him down to the G League. I mean, he was a very late round pick.
I don't know where.
Very late, 27th. I think for the 27th pick, they actually, I think they found some decent offensive value. I think he's a great offensive player. He is a little bit undersized for center, though.
I think he definitely make the transition to a different position.
But
I think it would be hard. It'd be hard for him to play for the Clippers right now because they're such a great and deep. He's in
the Nets.
Clippers right now. So
Clippers.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably wouldn't be able to do anything for them right now. So I see why they put him in the G League and only gave him a few minutes per game. But I think it's a good, pretty good pick.
Same. Good pick.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a – I kind of like it. I do like it. B minus. Switching it to a B minus.
Yeah, I'll give this one a B.
I will give it a B minus as well.
Okay, this is the last three picks of the first round. That's where we're going to stop, and we're going to decide which pick was the best and which one was the worst. The 28th pick, the Golden State Warriors selected Jordan Poole, who for a 28th pick has got a lot of minutes, 22 minutes per game. He has averaged 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2.4 assists, on awful shooting, 33% from the field, 28 from three, very poor shooting. He's averaging a little under 1.3 turnovers, 0.6 steals.
I think
he's doing a lot for his pick. I think for a 28th pick, he's doing a lot. I'm not really sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, though.
Yeah.
Offensively, he doesn't seem to be that bad, other than very poor efficiency.
I don't think it was. I think playing just because they play him a lot of minutes doesn't mean that he – I don't think he's very good. I don't think it was – it might have been an all right pick for the Warriors. I don't see why they drafted another guard right now. I just don't think that's smart. I mean, Steph is, what, 30? Clay is, what, 29? Yeah. I mean, it's – you still have a good amount of time with them. They're still in their prime, so I don't know what this pick is about.
Especially with them being
I'm gonna give
shooters.
It a D.
If you're a shooter in this league, you can last a very long time because you're not built off athleticism. So another guard in this situation probably was not a great pick. I mean, I guess since they were bad because they didn't have Steph most of the season, I'm guessing that's why he played more. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't see it as a great pick, though, either. Yeah, I'll probably give this one a D.
Really just not a great pick. But, I mean, it's the 28th pick. So, actually, when I look at it as the 28th pick, and they have someone that's done this much for them in the rookie year, I'm going to give it a C+. A little bit. They must have a lot of faith in him. Keep giving him minutes.
But the thing is, though, it's a lot of development after this year with his efficiency to be an all-in player. And because he's not going to play as much the next few years if Steph stays healthy and Clay stays healthy, you know, I don't see him getting a whole bunch of development after this.
Yeah, true.
All right, for the 29th pick, Keldon Johnson to the Spurs. He only played 9 games this year. In those 10 minutes per game, 4.6 points, 1.3 rebounds, 1.9 rebounds, 0.7 assists, 0.6 steals. I mean, offensively in 10 minutes, he's been all right. Defensively, he's been all right too. Pretty good shooting. 53% from two, 40% from three.
I think at this point, there's really nothing you can – you're not really looking. You're just kind of drafting, seeing who was projected to go up next. And I think that was just kind of how it went here.
I'm going to give it a – I'm going to give it a D just because I'm really biased. Well, and I love the person who was picked after him.
I think that this was still a pretty solid pick at 29. There's not really too many people they could have played or got here, except from was he getting pulled out of the G League or did he?
He was. Yeah, he was going in and out of the G League with the other Spurs. Right?
For what he did, I feel like it's not a terrible pick. They definitely could have picked Kevin Porter or someone else, but for what they got, it's not terrible. So probably like a C minus.
I'm going to give it a C-.
Okay. Last pick of the first round. My favorite pick. 30th pick. This was originally the Bucks pick and then they traded to the Cavs. Thank God. Kevin Porter Jr. Love this guy. 23 minutes per game. He's averaged 10 points, 3 rebounds, a little over 2 assists, a steal, 0.3 blocks. On pretty good shooting, 44 from the field, 34 from three. His defense is all right. He's also only 19. I'm a little bit surprised he fell to the 30th pick. I think as a 19-year-old rookie, the last pick of the first round, coming in immediately averaging 10, 3, 2 offensively. And still being decent on the defensive end of the floor. Great pick.
Very great that they did not pick another guard. that would have been very bad. So they actually picked a small forward, and the small forward ended
that
up paying
a W off. Maybe they should that was a great.
I'm picking guards. But yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, picking small forwards has really, historically paid off for the Cavs.
They've really only drafted one good point guard.
LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Don't forget LeBron. Anyone drafted LeBron. Would have drafted LeBron. Great stats for a 19-year-old at 30th pick.
I give this an
definitely
A.
Like a B plus there.
B plus for sure for me.
I'm an A.
Definitely the best sleeper of the draft.
Great for us this year. For a big definitely. Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is one pick, and this is the only pick from the second round we're going to talk about because I feel like we should need to talk about him.
Yeah.
The 41st pick, the Golden State Warriors select Eric Paschall.
Yeah.
He might be the best sleeper of the draft over Kevin Porter. In 28 minutes, he's averaged 14 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 2.1 assists. Yeah. As a second-round pick.
That's pretty good.
49% field goal shooting. I mean, obviously, he's not a great three-point shooter, but, you know, he's also a power forward.
That's a big power forward.
Mm-hmm. Not really big. He's 6'6". Yeah. But power forward, that plays very physical. So physical power forward.
Solid offensive game. That's what I think it's solid. Just, I mean, he can't shoot, yeah, but I think inside he's really good.
Yeah, definitely upside.
I mean, obviously, for the 41st
definitely
pick.
Definitely a lot of upside. Maybe needs to work.
Still be finding value there.
The defensive end, but other than that, he's been a big help to that Warriors team. I mean,
at the beginning of the year, I saw people calling him a Rookie of the Year candidate. Big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, an A plus because.
Great pick. I'd say an A plus too.
I'd say for that position, yes, A plus.
We are not done. There's one more pick I think we need to discuss. And it's not even a pick. It was a player who went undrafted. And this year has been great.
That's a
Kendrick
pretty good
Nunn
pick up.
The Miami Heat.
Yeah.
It's a great pickup to get him. Don't even have to draft him. Just have to sign him. 30 minutes per game this season. 16 points. 3 rebounds, 3 assists.
Yeah.
And good shooting, 45% from the
field. Yeah, this is a player that's definitely like a win now player.
He's
24, but if you're 24 and putting up these stats, he's already role player stats. So like you're already in the league for how many years just being a role player. So
yeah,
definitely a good pickup by the Heat. That's contributed to their wins.
Hmm.
Or he's been a big contribution to the team.
Yeah. I think personally, I don't like Kendrick Nunn just because his ego was so big. He said that he deserved Rookie of the Year over John Morant, which is definitely.
I like the confidence. I like it. What's he supposed to say? Yeah, Jaw's better than me.
No, I
like that he's confident in his abilities.
I'm pretty sure he went out of his way to say that he
there's definitely other ways to answer the question. He could have definitely said, "I'm not focused." He would have said something more team based, like my team's winning more than his or something like that. I feel like it's more respected, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did win a Rookie of the Month award this year for an undrafted rookie to do that. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. I guess maybe he does have a big ego. But I kind of like the confidence.
Yeah.
I like to see it.
That's fair.
First round.
What do you guys think was the best steal of the first round?
I was like,
I think it's either Kevin Porter or Brandon Clark, probably. One of those two.
But I'm going Brandon.
I think Kevin Porter just because it's.
I have a bias too. I'm going Kevin Porter.
And he's 19, so. And he's still producing at a very high level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too.
What did you guys think the worst pick of the first round was? I think it was either Chuma Okeke because of his ACL tear, or Ty Jerome just for being awful.
Yeah, I think
they just wasted a pick.
Okay. Yeah.
Personally,
I mean, there's not much. Well, we don't know that.
Okay, I'm gonna
to make that call.
I'm telling you now. Lingering ACL tears, like tearing ACL, especially more than once. No players have ever really been fully recovered and still playing. He's only done it once.
Derrick Rose.
And he's still. That's on ACL.
He had multiple knee injuries.
He tore his
ACL and his meniscus. I don't know. Yeah. I think if Derrick Rose can come back from what happened to him, I wouldn't rule anything out.
I'm going to have a hot take, and I'm going to say that the worst pick of the draft was Cameron Johnson. I think he was
probably, lottery pick.
I think he's the worst just because of the fact that he's, like, older than everyone else in the draft. And also, he's just – his peak is a J.J. Redick. And I think for a lottery pick to have that, I don't think that's very good, especially because the Suns.
And if they really wanted a J.J. Redick, why didn't they draft Tyler Herro? Makes no sense.
Yeah, they could have gone for somebody like Tyler Herro. I think that would have been a way smarter move.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of the first episode of Basketball with Jack. Thank you for John and Ethan for being my guest today.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate it.